You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business. Success. Today we are speaking with Mike Brady, founder and president of Generosity Wealth Management, a mission-based wealth planning firm. Mike, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, I am glad to be here. It is my honor.
And the honor and pleasure is certainly ours. So, Mike, tell us, for starters, more about your work as a financial advisor and entrepreneur to kick things off.
You bet. Well, you know, I've been in the financial industry for 24 years, and 16 of them, I was a junior partner in a firm, and the last 6.5, I've been, you know, my sole entrepreneur, where I started it basically out of the garage. And I bring that up because I think that there's different types of entrepreneurs. There are those that are service businesses and those that have a product with a cost of goods sold and inventory, etc. And I also think there's different mindsets. Those that are part of a team, you know, a larger firm with many partners and groups and that are natural. But then there's also the entrepreneur who might have a feeling of isolation if you let it. And so one, you might be entering a culture. Another, you might have lots of control over it. And so both are filled with fear if you let it. And I think you really have to make sure that you don't allow that fear to be a part of it. I also just, which like a little sidetrack here, is that I'm also the volunteer treasurer of a charity, a multi-million-dollar international women's empowerment charity with a product that we import. So I've got the experience as well of going from a very small organization to a large one with inventory, in addition to the service and all the issues around being an entrepreneur in a service industry as well. And I just want to tell you, Eric, that a lot of times when I'm talking, I speak about being an elite sports athlete. I use that analogy, or I talk about being an elite military soldier. You know, what we can learn from our military, and that's because, in my opinion, the entrepreneur is the elite business professional. I mean, it's the same type of diligent preparation and teamwork and never give up attitude that is so important.
Well said and well analyzed as well. Now, how do you think that fear plays into a potential entrepreneur's journey, and how can they overcome the fear?
Well, I believe that we are programmed at an early age to think failure is bad, which prevents us from effectively learning from those missteps. A very core belief that I have is that you must fail often in order to succeed sooner. I always think about Thomas Edison when he was creating the light bulb, and they said, "Wow, look at all those failures." And he said, "No, I learned all these ways that how it didn't work, you know, how not to create one." And that is an absolutely positive looking at the journey of solving that problem that is so important. And I think that we need to produce failure through systematic experimentation to better learn from it. And there's a lot of ways that the fear of failure shows up, whether it's procrastination or rationalizing, indecision, etc. And just like the elite sports athlete or the elite military soldier, we've got to prepare ourselves to be comfortable with that fear. It's not that it necessarily goes away, but we've got to be comfortable in that before we're really tested. I think of practicing a free throw 10,000 times for the one time that it really matters, when there's a second left in the game and it's all up to you. You've done all that preparation so that you can control the fear that you have when it really matters. And part of that is identifying the fear, embracing it, okay, it's a part of life, understanding that the fear is natural and that it's not necessarily you, And then be free of the fear. I mean, imagine focusing on being successful and attaining what you've been afraid to fail at. See it, own it, solve it, do it. I read that in a book once, which I think is just so very powerful. You got to see the issue, own it, solve it, do it, and that really becomes a great mantra as you're dealing with your fear.
How can a support system help with this, and what should entrepreneurs look for when creating a support system?
Well, a number of years ago, two or three years after I started my firm, Generosity Wealth Management, I was feeling very isolated. I was feeling very alone, frankly, and had a lot of head garbage. And a very good friend of mine noticed it. She's like, Mike, you're just giving off an aura of, you know, that's maybe not best for you and your business. Go see my friend, Dr. T.C. North. I'm like, okay. So I went and talked with T.C., and by the way, he wrote a wonderful book called Fearless Leaders, which is on Amazon. And he met with me one-on-one to address why is it I had the fear, to move through the fear, you know, what are the issues before me, etc. But he also invited me into a CEO's group that we meet half a day once a month. And what I've gleaned from that experience, and we just met, you know, a few days ago, is you've got to feel comfortable being vulnerable in front of your peers. If everybody's coming in with a chip on their shoulder or trying to one-up one another, I don't think that that's going to be the right environment. A commitment from others in the group to support one another. We have weekly check-ins with an accountability partner, but we also have made a commitment to each other that we're going to be together for the long term. Each of us get our businesses to the next level, we're going to continue to support each other as we go through multiple years, which is, I personally like long term. Hopefully many years. I would love it to be decades. And consistent meetings. We meet, as I mentioned, half a day once a month. Whether or not that is just an hour meeting or a whole day, it depends on the group, I think. But making it consistent meetings with an agenda where you can practice being vulnerable, where you can address what your fears are and what your business challenges are, and glean information from them and outside of the box thinking from your colleagues. I think that's very helpful to a support system so that you're not so alone, because it's so easy to think you're the only one with these fears or with these issues, and it's just not true.
Today we are joined by Mike Brady, founder and president of Generosity Wealth Management, a mission-based wealth planning firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mike, how can entrepreneurs stay calm and patient even when facing failure? I know that certainly is something that all entrepreneurs face.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to repeat something I said just a few minutes ago because it's so very important. You've got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. We're not entitled to a stress-free life. We're not entitled to a business that is fear from some speed bumps. And I think that's very important. Maybe some missteps, not mistakes necessarily, but missteps where we're getting data and we're learning from what the market is and from our employees, etc. And what I think is important to stay calm and be patient is you've got to practice this in advance to recognize the destructive thoughts, number one, reset those thoughts, kind of pause and say, wow, acknowledge that you have them and you've got to reset it, replace it with a positive thought, and reward yourself afterwards. I mean, you can tell by my conversation here that I believe that being an entrepreneur is so much more than just the logistics of this decision and that business decision and some of the day-to-day administrative things or the marketing decisions and advertising and things of that nature, product improvement and development, etc. I think a lot of it, and what separates the getting by to the elite, the true professional, is the attitude. And so we've got to name that. And a lot of my my answers to you today, frankly, are all about the mindset of fear and getting over that, strengthening your courage, you know, with visualization, deep breaths. Go to your happy place, okay? I know that always sounds a little touchy-feely, but it's true. When you're really feeling some fear, imagine a very peaceful place. And I think that seeing the success as well, I said something about practicing the free throw so that you can do it when it really matters. Imagine the ball going into that basket or completing that touchdown. I mean, the feeling that you will have, a time when you felt courageous in the past that you can bring in and say, wow, I can be that courageous again here today. And the last piece of advice I give is read lots of books. I mean, to prepare yourself with the tools to overcome. I am a voracious reader, both the fiction and nonfiction. It's just a hobby of mine. But focusing on some of the nonfiction, I am constantly doing personal development books. I'm always reading about business books, both technical and how you feel. And I think that's important, and you never know when that information that you learn will be applicable to your particular situation.
Great advice there. Thanks for sharing that. Now, in addition, what are some tips you can give entrepreneurs on being comfortable with looking foolish?
Well, I think the first thing is to define a misstep versus a mistake. A misstep is learning. Okay. Well, I'm going to try a piece in the newspaper or on some advertising on the internet, and if it doesn't work, then or you've tried a couple of iterations and you realize maybe that's not right for your business, that was a misstep. You learned from it. A mistake is when you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And so I think that it's important to understand that missteps are absolutely part of it. Getting back to that, thinking failure is bad, not at all. It's just a part of learning and of being an entrepreneur. I mean, imagining an athlete who only trains in comfort and then never pushes his into discomfort or pain, once he is in that discomfort or pain, he or she would not be prepared for it and would fall to pieces. So I think identifying what is the foolishness you fear, put yourself in that place before it's really essential. Practice it. Think about all the foolishness that could happen towards you, and really, what's the worst that could happen? What's the worst that could happen? Identify it, and then move on from it, because the odds of that really happening is probably very low. And to replace it with a positive outcome, really training your neural network in your brain to go towards that positive feeling to reduce that fear. I think that is absolutely essential, is to identify the fear, replace it with a positive over and over again to retrain that brain that's going to be the outcome that you're going towards.
Lastly, Mike, why is living your values along the way important, and what can entrepreneurs expect to have happen once they begin living their values?
I believe that you've got to look at your life someday and say, did I do the right thing? I'm a big believer in not having regrets, giving 100%, and holding your head high. I would joke with many of my younger people who I was mentoring at my old firm that always transact yourself in such a way that you don't have to worry about who you're going to run into at the local grocery store. I mean, in a community, having your values being lived all the time is so very important. And I would just say my experience is living with your values is easier long term. I mean, if you break those values, or you're not really sure what your values are, you might slip on them short term or even medium term. But long term, it's frankly easier to live with your values. And at the end of the day, what any entrepreneur is selling, whether or not it is a product or whether or not it's a service, is you're really selling trust and integrity. The product is secondary. So, whatever you can do to live your values so that people can see it. It's not, you know, hypocritical that you're saying one thing and doing another. When you're really saying it, this is the stake in the ground that I believe, and you're living it, and people can see it, then really the product, whether it's your advice or an actual product, a tangible product, is really secondary. And my experience has been that when you're living your values, you attract like-minded individuals, the business is more fun, your mind is opened up. I mean, it's free and less fearful. And at the end of the day, I believe in good karma. I mean, the optimist in me says good things happen to good people. And so I always want to make sure that I'm that good person because, you know, look around at the people that you're surrounded with. A lot of times they're a mirror of who you are. And I want to deal with value-driven, some of the best people out there in the world. So therefore, I've got to live it myself.
Mike, certainly appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for your message. It certainly comes out loud and clear, your passion and a heartfelt message here. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Generosity Wealth Management online.
Well, I have a website, www.generositywealth.com. That's GENEROSITY Wealth, Generosity Wealth, WEALTH.com. And my phone number is 303-747-6455 at generosity_WM is my Twitter.
Mike, once again, we certainly appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best and look forward to another conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Very good. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mike Brady, founder and president of Generosity Wealth Management, a mission-based wealth planning firm. And once again, the website of reference is generositywealth.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for...
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the EPodcast Network.